need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in...
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House says the president is working to craft a new ceasefire and hostage release proposal addressing some of those sticking points that remain between Israel and Hamas. It follows the murders of six hostages by Hamas in Gaza's terror tunnels. The White House press briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is directly involved.
The heinous acts that we have seen by Hamas is devastating. And those six hostages, their families are grieving. The president was very clear about that in his statement over the weekend, and he's going to continue to work around the clock, around the clock.
Pope Francis in Jakarta, Indonesia, part of his 12-day four-country trip, making his longest and most ambitious official visit since becoming pope. Health officials say mpox cases have been recorded at two prison centers in Iowa and Nevada, but caution, it's not the severe and deadly strain spreading in Africa that's tied to the global health emergency. This is ABC News. A deadly boat accident along the Connecticut River.
A man is dead and two others are missing in a boating accident off the shore of Old Saybrook, Connecticut, along the Connecticut River. The accident happened Monday night, with searching continuing at first light in the morning. Emergency crews finding a half-sunken 31-foot motorboat with significant damage after it hit a wall. There were nine people in all on the boat, with six able to immediately survive. Several of them were ejected into the water on impact. Authorities say it's not yet clear how the crash happened. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The boat was returning from a trip to Block Island. It remains submerged. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 129 people are dead following an attempted jailbreak in the nation's main prison. Most of the dead died in a stampede. There are also reports that 24 people were fatally shot by warning shots fired by guards. It's not known if all the fatalities are inmates. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, touch breezy with highs in the low 80s. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night and early Thursday. Then clearing for the afternoon, high temperature in the mid-70s. Cooler for the rest of the week. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Kids across Wisconsin are headed back to school this week, and law enforcement agencies are asking drivers to be cautious and attentive. The most common infraction is passing a school bus with an extended stop arm. Police identify a man arrested in the death of a UW-Whitewater student, 23-year-old Chad Richards of Loves Park, Illinois, arrested over the weekend in the death of 21-year-old Kara Welsh. Whitewater police found Welsh dead of multiple gunshot wounds Friday night. Investigators determined an argument between Welsh and Richards preceded the shooting. He faces charges including first-degree intentional homicide. Former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin over the weekend. According to the Trump campaign, he'll have an event in Mosinee on Saturday. President Joe Biden is back in Wisconsin on Thursday. Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Two people were injured in a motorcycle accident in Milton Township Saturday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 57-year-old James Lajic of Winona was traveling northbound on Highway 35 and turning right onto Highway 88 when he lost control of the motorcycle and crashed. Lajic and passenger 55-year-old Robin Lajic were transported to the hospital with minor injuries. We're waiting for an update on a Thursday murder in Eau Claire. Officers say they found 56-year-old Michelle Jenkins Thursday night in a home near downtown. She'd been shot several times. No one is saying when she was shot or why. Eau Claire police say they were called for a welfare check. There's no word on a suspect in that case. One person was arrested over the weekend after a shooting in La Crosse. According to La Crosse police, officers responded to shots fired in the 200 block of George Street Sunday afternoon. Investigators believe that an altercation happened between three people. One person was shot in the incident. On Monday, 34-year-old Ryder Ott turned himself in and has been charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide and possession of a firearm by a felon. He's currently being held in the La Crosse County Jail. The victim is currently hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. President Biden is set to travel to western Wisconsin. The White House yesterday confirmed the president will make a campaign stop in Westby Thursday. It's Biden's first visit since he dropped out of the race about a month ago. It's the second presidential visit to the La Crosse area in 2 weeks. Former President Trump was in La Crosse last week to host a town hall meeting. Northern Wisconsin's wild rice crop harvest is below average this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says a mild winter last year and heavy storms in mid-June appeared to have set back wild rice production this year in the northern part of the state. Wild rice harvesting is open to all Wisconsin residents and provides an opportunity to forage a highly nutritious food source unique to the upper Midwest. The decline in wild rice production has been a notable trend over recent decades. Scientists cite the impacts of climate change as widespread stressors on the wild rice population. Wild rice maturity typically ranges from late August through mid-September across the state and varies by water body and rice bed. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
A three-car crash in Buffalo County sent two people to the hospital Saturday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 67-year-old Keith Koenig of Alma was traveling southbound on Highway 35 near Beach Harbor Road when he was rear-ended by a vehicle driven by 50-year-old Jeremy Holberg of Durand. Koenig's vehicle traveled into the northbound lane of Highway 35 and then struck a northbound vehicle driven by 19-year-old Grace Kennedy of Leroy, Minnesota. Both Koenig and Kennedy were med-flighted to the hospital, while Holberg refused transport. That accident remains under investigation. Highway 35 was closed for about 4 hours due to the accident. Add two more tornadoes to Wisconsin's tally for 2024. The National Weather Service last week confirmed two tornadoes in western Wisconsin from last week's storms. The first tornado was an EF0 and touched down about 3 miles west of Beldenville in Pierce County. The second tornado touched down near I-94 close to Wilton in eastern St. Croix County. It was also an EF0. Forecasters say there were some downed trees and other minor damage from the tornadoes. There were no injuries reported. You can continue to swim on Eau Claire's beaches, but the health department says you're on your own. The City County Health Department said over the weekend that it's ending its beach water testing program for the year. That means there'll be no more tests for bacteria and or blue-green algae. As of the last test Friday, all 7 of Eau Claire County's beaches passed their tests with flying colors. Adam Fravel will be back in court in Winona County today. Lawyers are expected to argue several motions today, including one that would not allow witnesses to be in the courtroom during Fravel's trial. Fravel's accused of killing Madeline Kingsbury, a woman who disappeared from Winona last year and was found dead weeks later in Fillmore County. Fravel's trial will be held in Mankato next month. Wisconsin lawmakers will be hearing from farmers this week as they continue to try to figure out what to do about the state's sandhill cranes. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes will meet at the Capitol tomorrow. The head of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association will be one of the people testifying in front of the committee. The hope is to come up with a strategy for lawmakers to vote on sometime next year. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
A Minnesota native has earned a gold medal in swimming at the Paralympics in Paris. Mallory Wegeman won the women's 200-meter individual relay medley final over the weekend. She also won gold in the same event at the Tokyo Paralympics in 2021. It was also her first medal since becoming a mom nearly a year and a half ago. The Eagan native will be in the pool again Thursday to compete in the 50-meter freestyle. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Rice relates reason for choosing Eckes. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Colleague Racing announced Saturday that NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series regular season champion Christian Eckes will drive the number 16 Chevrolet in the Xfinity Series next season as A.J. Allmendinger moves back to the Cup Series. Team President Chris Rice explained that it was the 23-year-old's mature attitude that clinched the deal.
We love the way he took controversy. He got in a little, I wouldn't even call it a heated discussion, but the way he handled it was, Matt Colick really enjoyed that. And we actually, AJ came into the motorhome and we talked about that, and that was something that was huge. So the maturity of Christian, but also how fast he can go. We noticed that his maturity was something that we wanted to keep in our camp.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
The Brewers and Cardinals play game two of their three-game series at AmFam Field tonight on Bill Scott with Sports. Crew starts the day with a magic number of 16 to clinch the Central Division title. Willie Adames is homeward in the last five games, which ties a franchise record, and he admitted he got a little emotional after his 29th of the season yesterday.
I did today for the first time in my career. I think I got a little emotional, you know. I mean, it's like I was saying, it's something that, I mean, I dream about since I was a kid, just doing incredible things like that, and now, you know, doing it, making it happen, it's just unbelievable.
Brewers currently hold the third best record, biggest divisional lead at 10 games, and the best run differential in the majors at plus 139. Aaron Savalia gets the starting nod for the Crew tonight. Packers wrapped up their final practice the week in Green Bay. They'll leave early tomorrow morning for Brazil to take on the Eagles. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Week 2 football features several notable upsets, including three state champs going down. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It was Upset City in week two of the high school football season. Three defending state champions went down. That included defending Division II winner Badger, falling in an instant classic to Slinger 35-31. Aquinas has won three straight D5 crowns, but the Blue Golds went down to host Columbus 20-16. In a battle of defending champions, two-time Division VI winner Stratford outlasted Old Merriwood Conference rival Edgar 21-8. Badger and Edgar were the top-ranked teams in D2 and D7 respectively, and a third top-ranked team would go down as well, with Arrowhead, the number one team in Division 1, dropping a 24-21 decision to Homestead. Madison Memorial's 49-34 win over Wanakee was noteworthy for a number of reasons. It was the first non-conference loss for Wanakee since 2013, when they fell to Edgewood. The WSN archives go back to 2002, and during the WSN era, this was the first time Wanakee lost a non-conference home game, not counting the playoffs. On Thursday night, Appleton East shut out Kettle Moraine 6-0, as the Patriots have not been to the playoffs since 2019, while Kettle Moraine has 10 postseason victories in the last 3 years. In other noteworthy contests, Oconomowoc defeated Sussex Hamilton 21-14, Luther shut out Bangor 28-0, and DC Everest was all over River Falls 51-26. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Outdoors After Dark columnist Bob Driesline, who also happens to be my dad, wrote a column recently explaining that the planet Saturn will be at, quote, opposition on September 8th. Why is this significant to stargazers? I'll tell you why when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Bob Driesline, in his Outdoors After Dark column in Outdoor News, writes that the planet Saturn will be in opposition to the Earth on Sunday, September 8th. Opposition happens when one of the five planets with orbits outside that of the Earth align with the Earth and the Sun. At opposition, Saturn will be closer to Earth than at any other time of the year. It may also appear brighter and be more visible throughout the night. Where will this all take place in the night sky?
Well, Saturn will rise above the southeast horizon opposite the setting sun on Sunday, September 8th. At midnight, it will be high and almost due south in the sky, with the star Fomalhaut directly underneath, about halfway to the horizon. Viewing Saturn's rings will be a challenge because they are oriented edge-on this year and are so thin they'll be difficult to see, even with a small telescope. But be patient. NASA says they'll be at maximum tilt and visible again in 2032. So look for Saturn in the night sky this Sunday, September 8th. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a serious heart condition. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. My HCM impacted how I felt and what I could do. So I asked my cardiologist about treatment advances that gave me new options. That conversation was big for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com to learn more.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, touch breezy with highs in the low 80s. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night and early Thursday. Then clearing for the afternoon, high temperature in the mid-70s. Cooler for the rest of the week. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As we've switched gears from State Fair, and we're actually at the Husker Harvest Days ground site today. The show, of course, kicking off a week from today, but some preliminary setup is taking place throughout the grounds. And having said that, I saw a few pivots running as I came over to the Husker Harvest Days grounds. So we know that this has kind of been an interesting struggle, hard to complete this crop, as we know it started out with such wet conditions. We're going to focus on that. We're also going to get a kind of glimpse into really what is happening on the eastern corn belt with the crops. We'll take a look at two high moisture corn. We're now past first notice day, and so there's a lot of decisions that need to be made. We're going to dive into all of that today with Sam Hudson. Sam is with Corn Belt Marketing, and glad to have you back on the air, Sam. I know it was a very busy summer for you with different things, so we appreciate you joining us back once again on the program. So I wanted to get first an update from you as to how the crops look in the eastern Corn Belt.
Well, pretty good. If you paid attention to any USDA information, that would have confirmed that as well. They're projecting a 225 bushel corn yield for the state of Illinois. I think that'll end up, maybe a little bit, bigger than what we actually, find in it. But that would be a record, a handy record, really. I mean, when you look at, historical, years that we've had in the past, I think we expect this crop is going to be big enough no matter what, though, to, keep flat price down. I think that's what we're all, interested in. I don't know if it matters if you advertise, 183 or 178 going into the front end. Either way, we had a bunch of old crop, to digest, and I think that's, what the lift is in the market at this point. We'll start looking at those early harvest yields, as you mentioned, but getting this old crop behind us has probably been the biggest thing, and we're just blessed that we've had a pretty good, weather run. Everywhere pretty well started with a pretty good amount of moisture, in some cases too much, but I tell you what, as you finish out, and you mentioned it, some of those pivots still running, there are some some spots that just have not caught that rain into the end and are going to have a kind of a tough finish. In some areas where they did get the rain, they got some severe weather with it. And so there's still a little bit of everything to talk about. But unfortunately, we're still staring at pretty big carryouts. And from a pricing standpoint, it could be a long winter.
And I found it interesting, too. I actually, right before you and I started talking, I was speaking to an agronomist who said, get out there and scout those fields because they're finding a whole new influx of insects coming in. And he says, right now, it really is down to the bottom line of what your yield is going to bring you.
It is. And, you know, if the market worked lower throughout the year, you wonder where some of those costs were cut along the way, too, whether it was fungicide or pesticide, what have you. We've heard, complaints about corn aphids, disease pressure that's, setting in and maybe going to, intensify here as we get closer to taking this crop out. But again, it doesn't necessarily take away bushels. We've started with such a slow demand pace, particularly on the exports here for the new crop, marketing year. And we're seeing great numbers now, but we still got to get back to par here before we can start throttling up expectations in the next year.
So we are past first notice day. Now what?
Yep. Well, we've had this lift. I mentioned that. When you get into the end of that month and you got so much out there that either needs to be sold or rolled forward from that September to the December contract, it's just a weight on the market. And we seem to be happening with both corn and beans. While we see that, we continue to see more export sales taking place. But when you lose that forced and natural seller, this bottom picking that we may have been seeing along the way, or maybe some short covering along the way, finally has a little bit more traction. And let's face it, the processor out here has still had a need for corn. They still need to use it. They're still looking at what they need to buy. And up until today, we've had pretty positive energy prices to help facilitate their margins. Hopefully today's a one-day blip, but definitely something to watch. And we're going to continue to see a lot of fodder on the political side of things as we look at this headline, as we look at these headlines, ahead of this election.
So curiosity, as you look at this crop and the movement of old crop, a lot of guys I talked to during the Nebraska State Fair said, oh yeah, I still got grain sitting in the bin. I just don't know what to do next.
Yeah. Well, and that's the conundrum of it all. There's still actually a little bit of a premium to deliver on the front end here. Again, they've had margins. It really hasn't mattered quite so much about, what they have to pay for it, just sourcing it. But the grain was held off for so long, many even questioned whether or not it was even out there. But lo and behold, we see these lineups and even a reduction in hours in some places just because there was so much still coming out of the bin. So kind of a mini harvest before the real harvest. And now we can determine, what fair value looks like as we actually see these combine yields and figure out, if we need to go up or down from where USDA's current numbers are.
So do you, as you have conversations with Guy Sam, are they saying, well, I got to focus on my old, but I really need to start focusing on my marketing for my new if you haven't done so already?
Yeah, I mean, if you hadn't started that, you couldn't start early enough because we haven't had any real feel-good rallies. It's just been a slow bleed. There was a lot of baggage from the post-harvest rally that never came last year. And so if you're just now starting, you have to look at all the metrics that, go into it as far as crop insurance, interest rates, carry in the market. If you don't have on-farm storage, what's the best plan there? Because the worst thing you can do, even worse than selling 365 corn off the combine is to sell it for 3.5 in February. And so we want to stay away from that. We know this interest rate market, has been more of a talking point. It gets a little more expensive to carry things. And I think that's going to be another talking point for the flat price in general over the winter. I think cash is going to come calling quite a lot sooner than it did last year. And when you got to write down that corn on the balance sheet and the machinery on top of it, it just gets, kind of tough.
I don't know, before we have to head to break here, but what is your takeaway on export numbers at this point? I mean, China's come back. We don't know for how long.
Well, and that's the tough part of it. I mean, again, we started so late in the pace, but if this pace holds, Susan, I mean, heck, in 2 months, like I said, we could be talking about how we throttle that up. But we're going to be looking at South America's next production cycle, too, and they're going to be advertising a big crop. No reason today to think that they won't attain that. It's too early to start screaming drought or anything there. And so the uncertainty with our policy, I think, is probably where this all, comes to fruition. If we start to see more guidance on this, and it could take another 10 to 12 months. We got to get through the election, see who, gets that first, and then determine what kind of adjustments we're going to be making here, because we've thrown a lot of, lofty figures out here for biofuels, a lot of different pies in the sky, and we just don't know which ones are going to stick yet.
All right, lots of things that we're going to look at. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what is happening in South America, because you heard Sam use the word drought and too early, but folks are talking about it. We've got a lot to break down in the second half, so stick around. More is coming up from the Husker Harvest Days grounds. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue this afternoon with Sam Hudson with Corn Belt Marketing, you and I were talking during the break. There is some optimism that's out there, especially let's, for example, look at the corn markets and the numbers that you're looking at. And you got an interesting statistic to share along, Sam.
Yeah, you know, we all debate yield and what's going to happen here at harvest. These sales, you know, we've mentioned the strong pace. They've caught up. They're actually ahead of the last 2 years' pace for this same time. So we've gone from behind to ahead, at least for the last couple of years. And I think that's at least some proof. I think the only challenge we're going to have here that, you know, goes in the face of that would be if we don't get any meaningful rainfall in the lower Mississippi. I think that could really impact our shipments. You know, it's great to sell. We can sell as much as we can, but whether it's corn or beans, if you got draft levels at 50% because we haven't got a rain, that just slows everything up and it reduces what we think is possible for the future. So hopefully the short-term forecasts are trying to bring some tropical moisture out of the Gulf. Hopefully that makes it up the Mississippi Valley to help that cause and we can keep selling in the meantime.
But now you talk about the Mississippi water levels, and I was reading too this morning that in Brazil they've got some concerns about river water levels as well, which could hinder their export potential.
Well, that's right. And you know, you mentioned they're already talking about it. It's kind of too early to worry about the crops necessarily. And keep in mind, this is on the heels of their dry season. But it's just so dry that, you know, at some point you kind of pass these points of no return where, you know, if it doesn't start raining by a certain point, you do have to start getting worried about that. And that actually helps us become more competitive there, too, if their freight levels start to skyrocket. Either way, though, it's not a great thing from a basis standpoint for the farmers. And hopefully we can avoid, you know, one of those worst case scenarios as we get this overrun out of the way.
I know many folks are getting anxious and getting ready to get this harvest underway. And having said that, as you look at the big global picture and the geopoliticals that are weighing in, I know Canada and joined the European Union and the United States when it came to some sanctions against China. It just seems like there's a lot of things that are stacking up before our combines get rolling.
There's a lot, and you know, the politics are right at the, you know, forefront of that. And I've always believed, Susan, that no matter what, you know, is going on, you watch what China does, not what they say. They've been buying. They're doing it because it makes sense for them. They're not doing it because they're worried, you know, Trump's going to screw it up or anyone's going to screw it up. They're doing it because it makes sense. They waited longer for it to get cheaper. I think they knew what was going on as far as how much we had here domestically, and that's all they had to do. It was basically a stalemate, kind of a game of chicken here. And so I think they'll continue to fill the coffers here moving forward. What we don't know is where are we going to be after January or February 1st for our, you know, sale and shipment pace. If we can ship, you know, handily off the combine and get that out of the way quickly, it offers the potential to add to it, especially if they get into a weather problem. But until we see that, it's just going to be hard to do anything more unless we get supply reductions, and that can only happen between now and January.
Well, switch gears. I wanted to go over to the livestock side. We are post now Labor Day, headed into the fall, and it was nice to see the first trading day of September with some green on the screen for this livestock complex, both cattle and hogs at this point.
Yeah, and even the feeders got in on it despite the, you know, higher corn futures. So I know some of the back months struggled a little bit. But, you know, it just felt like this market has been too cheap for quite some time now. A lot of these price control headlines had garnered some outside money, you know, just jumping in. And they didn't have a big position going into it compared to, like, the grains where they'd just been short everything for a long time. There wasn't a lot of open interest, comparatively speaking, in the livestock market. And so when you get all of that, you know, kind of at once, we didn't get the bounce in these cattle, you know, in the livestock markets like we did in the equity markets. And so now I feel like they're doing a little bit of catch up. Cattle on feed numbers, you know, continue to boast that we're not necessarily building the herd. And so at this point, it's more just about economic sentiment and where we think demand is going to be, you know, both now and on the forward curve. I think the positive, you know, the positive thing we got right now is the discount to the cash market. So hopefully that doesn't get wrecked too hard. We've maybe found a seasonal top, but you know, how cheap do we have to be?
So are we going to see cash develop by Wednesday, Thursday, or is it going to wait till Friday?
I think you'll hold off later in the week. Typically, when you see gains like this on the board, I think you're going to want producers are typically going to get a little bit more patient. You know, there was a little bit of concern that last week could have been weaker than it was too, and so I think as long as that sentiment holds, then we should hang in here, at least chop around, and it should be nice to get that December contract to trade, you know, maybe 180 plus again before it's all said and done, and give the hedgers another opportunity before we start getting into that political cycle.
So one of the things that you're going to want to kind of keep an eye out livestock-wise as we hit the fall time of the year?
Well, the major moving averages would be one thing. I think if you go up there and you know, test those levels, you got to be at least ready, from a profit margin standpoint. And there again, what do we get from political standpoint, whether it's true or not, to influence some of these markets and the money flow along the way. But if you see those opportunities, I mean, we know what today can bring. We don't know what tomorrow has. I mean, a bird in the hand is always better than two in the bush. I continue to say that, and I think it's true with a lot of these markets, probably for the next 6 to 8 months.
All right, lots of great conversation today, Sam. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
800-655-3380 or cornboltmarketing.com.
All right, Sam Hudson's been joining us today as we do the kickoff of the month of September with the Channel Final Bell. A quick reminder to folks, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is a look at the Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell, of course, is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. You can pick this up as a podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts at for free, or you can pick it up at ruralradionetwork.com at our podcast hub. And that's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTx. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently approved the cultivation of genetically modified wheat for the first time. When we come back, we'll take a look at what this new variety means for wheat growers and wheat exporters. Stay tuned.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit ptxag.com to learn more.
At the end of August, the USDA approved a new variety of wheat that is genetically modified to withstand heat and drought. The variety, called HB4 and developed by BioCeres Crop Solutions of Argentina, marks the first approval for a genetically modified wheat variety in the United States. The wheat has been shown to increase yields by an average of 20% under water-limited conditions, and this trait is expected to perform well in regions of the U.S. like Kansas, where drought impacts can be substantial in each growing season. From a regulatory standpoint, the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service determined that this GM wheat poses no greater risk as a plant pest than non-modified wheat varieties. With this clearance in hand, HB4 wheat is now eligible for cultivation in the U.S., joining other genetically modified crops like corn and soybeans. However, the road to commercialization is likely to be a long one.
The U.S. wheat industry has historically been cautious about adopting genetically modified wheat due to concerns over consumer acceptance and the potential impact on export markets. U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers have emphasized that broad global approval is necessary before GM wheat can truly take hold. In fact, wheat growers have adhered to a policy since 2008 that supports GM wheat only if it gains approval in major wheat export markets, which account for at least 5% of U.S. wheat sales. And global acceptance remains a significant hurdle. While HB4 has been approved for human consumption in countries like Brazil, Australia, and New Zealand, it will take years for Bioceres to secure the necessary approvals and build consumer confidence in other key markets. U.S. Wheat Trade Director Peter Laudeman acknowledged the long road ahead, stating, quote, "There's tremendous potential here, but we need to ensure that our export markets are on board before we can fully realize the benefits of this innovation." I'll be back with more after this.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The recently approved HB4 GM wheat variety offers promising benefits, but its success will depend on the industry's ability to balance innovation with market demands. For now, the future of GM wheat in America remains a story of cautious optimism with much work to be done before it becomes a staple in fields and on tables around the world. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, touch breezy with highs in the low 80s. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night and early Thursday. Then clearing for the afternoon, high temperature in the mid-70s. Cooler for the rest of the week.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and a radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child. And old mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my mama's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love.
You grew up with Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground, and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my dirt, these are my fields,
just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raised my baby's a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up knowing it could. Time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. Folks are always dreaming about what they'd like to do, but I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow too short to waste it. I say bring on anything. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hair with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for
of time. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer weigh me, my resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't